City. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC. Well, we have something very special coming up next Saturday, and that'll be taking place at Briggswoods Golf Course. It's time again with the 13th Annual Benefit Golf Tournament, sponsored by the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. With me in the studio live on this Friday morning with Hamilton County Sheriff's Deputy and with the Peace Officers Group, Rod Hickok. Rod, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you here this morning. So we got some exciting things happening a week from tomorrow at Briggs Woods.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great tournament. We're excited again. This will be our 13th year. This, as of right now, is the largest tournament that we've ever put on out there. Blaine Boer out there has allowed 44 teams to sign up this year. We've capped it at 40 in the past, but with such a huge turnout and interest this year, so we're going to go to 44, put 174 golfers on the course. So looking forward to it. It'll be a big day, a lot of work, but it'll be a lot of fun.
And this year's recipient is for a family up to the north of us in Algona.
Yeah, this year's recipient is Laura Cram and her three boys. The boys' names are Archer, Weston, and Ira. Their ages are 13, 7, and 4. In fact, that day will be Ira's birthday on that Saturday. So we're going to have a little surprise birthday party for him out there, too, on the before the tournament starts. So, but yeah, their husband was killed last year up in Algona. That trial just got over yesterday. And, but yeah, it'll be exciting. She's excited to come. To come down and spend the day with all of us and the family and her family and extended family is all planning on coming too. So,
Rod, how much was raised last year? I see a very sizable amount for the family of Jennifer Richardson, whose husband was with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, if I'm correct?
Yep. He was a deputy down there. And last year we wrote her a check for $27,500. That was just from the one-day event out here. And my understanding is she, along with some of our past recipients, several of them will also be on hand just to help her out, to help Laura and the family out that day and to just enjoy the day with us. So,
mm-hmm. This event has been going on since 2012 for about the last 11, 12 years, with the exception of 2020 because of you-know-what. Anyway, so again, it's been a very, very, very important cause there, Rod.
Yeah, we started off, it was just kind of had an idea. I presented it to some of our board members about putting this tournament on back in 2012, just to see how it would go. And as you can see on the flyer, which is available to the public as well, it's on our website or our Facebook page. In 2012, we started off, the amount we raised was $3,500. And we thought that was a big deal. You know, that was a lot of money back then, and it still is today, but as you can see, it's steadily gotten more and more once as word gets out and what we're doing and what it's for. We don't keep any of the money for ourselves. We take enough just to pay our bills and stuff off, the things that we have to purchase to get the event, rental for the facilities and all that. Other than that, 100% of the money goes to the family. When about 95% of what we raise goes directly to the family. So.
And Ron, let's talk about the schedule of events coming up next Saturday at Briggs Woods.
Okay. Registration for the event is 7 o'clock in the morning. And like I said, the course is full at the moment. After the registration, we have a short honor ceremony honoring Officer Cram, and then the shotgun start for the tournament starts at 9 o'clock, and it goes on throughout the day. Usually, we're done between 4 and 5, give or take. It kind of depends. Might be a little bit longer this year because of the sheer number of people we have on the course. That starts at 9. We have a free will lunch served on the course, right? It'll be just to the south of the clubhouse there. The meat, we have skinless brats and hot dogs. The brats are all donated by Custom Meats. Hot dogs be donated by Hy-Vee. And all the buns for the dinner and the supper are both donated by Hy-Vee. And we want to thank them for their huge support as well. Mm-hmm. And that's open. Anybody can come out and just have a sandwich with us and you know, whatever. After the tournament is over, we have an honor program for the Cram family. And that'll start between 5:30 and 6, depending when everybody gets off the course and everything, right before the meal. And then we have a free will meal. Consists of butterfly chops, which are cooked by some of our members. They cook the dinner and supper both. And that's sponsored by Gary Chamness, Chamness Technologies in Blairsburg. And so that's a free will donation as well. It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. And then right after the meal, we have a we'll have a live auction and a raffle for we have all kinds of prizes. But before that, we'll have a ceremony. We're going to present the family with some special gifts and things like that before the auction and stuff starts. So
that's very neat. And again, you don't have to be a golfer to attend this dinner coming up next Saturday, the 20th at Briggs Woods.
Right.
The golfing, everyone's all booked up for that. That's all
Yep. Taken
care of. But anyone can come to the meal coming up on the 20th, and this is a free will dinner.
Free will donation, yep. Mm-hmm. We just asked to remember what the event is for, and then if you want to put in $10 or $5 or $100 or $1,000, whatever. We don't care. The jar will be sitting there, or the big barrel, and, we want to raise as much money as we can for the family, obviously. But you don't have to be a golfer. It's open to the public to come mm-hmm. out for the meal, and that's all at the Briggs Woods Conference Center there. So
yep. And of course, that's next Saturday. But Ron, let's also talk about some of the other things involved with the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. It's much more than just golf. They do some other fun, great things too for our community and for the law enforcement people from Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, Webster City Police, and the EJS Police Department.
Right. Our organization is made up of, we have officers from all across the county, the state, city. It includes corrections, Fort Dodge Prison, our jail staff, our dispatchers, the police department dispatchers, as well as, the Division of Narcotics Enforcement with the state. So we have a lot of members, and we do try to give back to our communities a little bit. Things that we do, like in December, we'll do what's called Santa's Helpers. We raise funds for our K through fourth grade students in schools. Webster City has, the police department does their own, I forget what they call it, the blue light, whatever they call it.
Yeah, I think you're right on that aspect there, Rod. Blue light special?
Something like that. So they do Operation
their... Operation Blue Light?
So they shop for the kids and get kids that... just need a little bit of help to have a good Christmas. So we do the communities of Stratford and Stanhope, and the South Hamilton School, Northeast Hamilton, and Stratford School. So we target those schools, and we go out and try to solicit some funds and help. Started off as just our own people donating our own money to do that. We don't like hitting businesses up for all this stuff mm-hmm. all the time, because it kind of gets old after a while for them, I'm sure. But that really grew more than what we anticipated, what we were going to have. So we did reach out to a few places and businesses and companies to help us out a little bit. And we've had a good reception with that too. And then in October, we do our annual food drive. That's what we call it, Pack the Paddy Wagon. Retired Sheriff Hagenson lets us use his old antique paddy wagon. We take mm-hmm. it down to the Hy-Vee store, and we grill out lunch there, free will donation for that again. And the money from the cookout all goes to Special Olympics, and that stays to our Special Olympians in our county. Helps them buy their uniforms they need and shoes or whatever they need for their Special Olympic events and stuff. And then the food obviously goes to our local food pantries to help stock them up for the holiday seasons. And then, but after our golf tournament in next weekend, we have a softball tournament coming up in August. And that'll be out in Nokomis Park. So any of the softball players, if you're listening, get your team signed up. Go to our Facebook page, the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association of Iowa. Information's on there. The tournament, they're going to have a home run derby, I think, the night before. I'm not sure. I'm not on that committee, but just kind of what the guys were telling me.
Dylan Rose is involved in that.
Yep, Dylan Rose and Deputy Wyatt Opperman are the two main contacts for that. So if you have any questions, get a hold of either one of those two guys. But that'll be an all-day event down there in August. And all the proceeds for that are going to stay in Webster City, because the money's going to be used for the improvements at Nokomis Park, as well as some of our youth baseball and softball teams. So,
mm-hmm. And, of course, Hamilton County Peace Officers, they're also involved, what you mentioned, Rod, with Special Olympics, and they had the torch run just about a month or so ago.
Yep, we do that. I don't run anymore. I'm getting a little too old for that. My knees can't take it, so I ride a bike. Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, we try to participate and be involved in that, and it's just a good thing to give our time and efforts to. So.
And that's held on the Friday before the State Special Olympic Summer Games that takes place at Ames in Iowa State.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's always good. It's always fun because, you know, with some of the Special Olympians will participate, and everybody knows who Nick is.
And I do.
If you're listening, good morning, sir.
Morning, Nick. Morning, Nick.
Nickster the Trickster, we call him. Nick, so
Nicholson.
Yeah.
So
yes, good kid.
He sure is. Well, not necessarily a kid. He's growing.
Well, I still from him. He's younger than I am.
Yep. He's a man now.
Yep.
Anyway, so again, those are just some of the events that the peace officers are involved in. And did we leave anything out there? Do they have anything to do with the fishing event too? Did they?
Oh, yep, we do the Cops and Bobbers.
Cops and Bobbers, that was last month.
Yep, that was in the free fishing day in June. They go out mm-hmm. there, and Deputy Ruhpiper,
Ryan,
he heads that up and does a great job with that.
Yep.
So
that's in June we have fishing, and then in July it's golf, and then next month, August, it'll be time for softball.
Softball.
So busy summer with the Peace Officers Association. So again, if people want more information about, well, they can get a team organized, but they can certainly come out next Saturday evening to the dinner at the Briggswoods Conference Center. And that starts about 5:30, 6 o'clock, thereabouts.
Yep.
Or else, and attend the ceremony at 8:30 to honor the Cram family. Well-deserved honor for this family there, Rod.
Yeah, this family is going through a lot.
Yes, they have.
They just ask people if they want to come out, bring a positive attitude, and lots of money. So spend your money out there. Let's make our goal this year. We reached a $30,000 goal one time before, and that was mm-hmm. the previous year.
Yep.
And we've come close a few times, but we're setting our goals high again this year. So just invite everybody to come out and have a good time. And it's a great event, and it's becoming this tournament is probably the largest tournament in Northern Iowa right now. So. Mm-hmm. And we're the only, as far as I know, from what I understand, is the Peace Officer Association. We're the only law enforcement agency that does something of this nature. They put an event on like that, and we don't keep any of the money. The money goes to our recipient family here. So I don't know of anybody else that does that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, it's a good job by all of you with the Peace Officer Association. And I think we got the names there, Rod, such as Gary Chamness, Dwayne Nofko, Denny Higginson, Devin West, Bruce Green, Stephen Thumma, Emily Eli, Kalani Haney, Gary Johnson, Phil Volke, Juan Trujillo, Luann Jackson, and Mike Lehman, including yourself involved with this program there, Rod.
Yeah, and other board members. We'll be talking to give them a little nod. There's Denny Schnotthurst, the state trooper, Jason Dingman, one of our jail staff, Dylan Rose, the PD, Jesse Redding Ratcliffe, one of our jailers, and then, of course, my better half, Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy
is our treasurer. So,
yep.
So she's pretty active in our group too. So,
all right. So again, be sure to come out for the dinner on the 20th at Briggswoods Conference Center, or the opening ceremony next Saturday morning to be held for the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association, as we pay honor and tribute to the Kevin Cram, who died a year ago. The money will go to that family next week there at Briggswoods Golf Course. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr.
No, we've had people come out just even during the day, throughout the day while the golfers are out. People have come out in the past just to stop out and say hello and just say hi to the family and drop a few dollars off and grab a sandwich on the go or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you're more than welcome to come out and do that just to see what's going on. Come out, check us out.
Yep.
It's hopefully a lot of fun.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate next week.
Fingers crossed. It sounds like it's supposed to be a nice weekend. So
let's hope so.
Yeah.
Rod Hickok, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you, Pat.
Absolutely. It's 8:46 at KQWC, currently 70 here at Radio Hill.